Welcome back to Magnetic North and my new series of Retro for Radio columns culled from my years at the Cook County News Herald. This bit of writing came from the August 18, 1997 issue. "How's the weather outside this morning?" Paul called out to me last Sunday as I came inside after doing chicken and goat chores. I seriously considered lying to him, but decided he could handle it. He is, after all, ekta norsk, 100% Norwegian. "I felt winter," I called back. "What?" came the incredulous response. "I felt," but Paul interrupted, "do not say that word. You cannot be serious. That's Minnesota nice for no blankety blank." "Serious as a heart attack," I said, trying to ignore his ruined mood and grousing about what an early freeze meant. For the fact is that the first red leaves showed up on the moose maple in the woods before we harvested anything but two itsy-bitsy teeny-weeny zucchini from our garden. Bummer. That means no beans, no squash, and definitely no tomatoes. Not this year. It is August 13th as I write this, and I feel as though summer is like a child who's decided to leave for college much earlier than expected. One has paradoxical feelings, both sadness and relief. And I realize yet again that life is what happens when we are making other plans, to quote John Lennon. Summer's early demise catches my thoughts often lately, even as the heat and humidity makes life slow and sticky. This autumn promises an end to an overcrowded coop, for example. A friend is temporarily boarding her young hens there. Each of the four roosts is packed wing to wing at night, and so I rearrange them to stave off fighting. Rearrange? Well, yeah, I do that. The older hens have the sense to roost without suffocating each other, but the young ones pile up, six on a 24-inch windowsill, ignoring empty roosts elsewhere. Come winter, this beak-to-jowl existence will provoke fights, perhaps even murder. Most foul. Sorry I couldn't resist that. So I impose my will on the boarders. I move the three speckled Sussex hens to the top of a laying box, and the four Araucanas to a completely vacant perch. All this is easy for me because chickens can't see in the dark and so can be scooped up and moved wherever I think best. All this creates a lot of squawking and clucking protest of the young ones. But playing God with my flock gives me a pretty good idea of what the Creator has to put up with when our plans are rearranged. The older hens are used to my divine intervention. They've seen it all before and so sit in silent approval of the hysteria on the part of the younger clucks, all of whom are ignorant of the coming confinement of winter. Months after months of dark and no grass to walk upon and gobble up. Nothing to break the monotony but the fleeting glory of laying an egg. Think about that when you're grousing about winter in the darkest December. Thankfully, most of us have more to rest from winter's stingy grip, especially those of us who stay through winter rather than going around it by flying off to warmer climes. It turns out, for example, that medical studies at the Mayo Clinic reveal that the disruption of moving back and forth, as many snowbirds do, is hard on the immune system and actually contributes to faster aging and more illnesses. Bad news for my snowbird friends, but big-time bonus news for those of us like Paul and I who start the day under grow lights just to stave off seasonal affective disorder. So yes, we may be on the verge of throwing ourselves off the break wall on the harbor come March, but by God, our immune systems are world-class. And so, as I soak in the last of summer's warmth, I try to celebrate the season by little acts, like walking barefoot on the grass and reading outside instead of in, and by paying attention to the perks of fall, gazing long at the fireweed along the highway as it goes from purple to white fuzz, watching the redding burdocks standing like torches up against rock outcroppings. And then there are the little kids and their parents down on the beach by Artist Point, some flying kites, others skipping stones. All of these will be but memories as winter wipes the palette clean with her winds and her snows. And yet all of this, even the disappearances, tell me who I am and why I live here. When Paul and I moved here 7 Augusts ago, we had no idea what we were doing. And to some extent, we still don't. One look at our doomed garden is evidence of that. But we live each day as if we do know. Like the hens, we will find ourselves rearranged by life by winter. And how it will all turn out is anyone's guess. But I love a good mystery, don't you? For WTIP, this is Vicki Bakes Anderson with Magnetic North.